I have fond memories of Leman Street as a younger clubbing, pubbing person, and also as an older business owner. I never thought for one moment that I'd, me and my business partners would end up owning three businesses on that street. So when we first bought the Horse and Jockey, at the time when we bought it, it was, a doss hole. And it was unloved, it was unkept. When we took that on, we spent a fortune. To say that was 22 years ago, we spent a fortune on that building. We spent in excess of £600,000 on renovating that premises. We were the first sort of pub people up that end, and lots of people thought we were a bit crazy. So it was nice to see people using the top end of Leman Street again. And then, of course, when we did Cheeky Monkeys, that used to be a shop in Anley Arcade. And again, we've got a vision for there as a tapas bar and like a shop bar as well. So was Mansfield ready for tapas back in 2003? No. But luckily, people really took on board the shop concept. And really, I suppose what we did with Cheeky's is brought some of the fun that we used to have in the yard back in the day in a far smaller venue, and that's how Cheeky's was created. And then when it comes to Industria, which is now Industria, which is going to be changing its name again very soon, it's that was the White Knight Inn, I believe. It was Cafe Imperial, it was Romans, and again, that's got a lot of history for people, and it is an old building with old cellars, and it's got a lot of history attached to it. And when we bought that premises, it was again for us, it was a bit of an iconic venue. Going to Leman Street as a younger adult in the early 2000s, that's when all the leisure, the pub industry sort of went up that way. Leman Street has always been an entertainment street. It really has, especially at the top end. So it's nice to see that, things are sort of coming back round that way. You've got us up there, the Ball in Hand are doing well up there. There's big plans for the Wetherspoons too. So things are happening again on Leman Street. Slowly but surely, we seem to be getting somewhere again. So for me, it's now about the final push. I think accommodation, to me, accommodation is the way forward for Mansfield Town Centre. I think this, accommodation is a huge thing. To encourage people to live in the town centre, then we need to be doing something really positive to make it attractive. I'd like to see two, three bedroomed apartments, like proper apartments that people have their own kitchen and their own living room, and not a shared bathroom. So it'd be nice to see some families coming to live in the town centre. We've got some beautiful buildings that could be used for good accommodation. Those people, like you say, will need a pint of milk. These people will want to go shopping. But I think that also we need to look at green space as well in the town centre. If I had my way, then I would be, the marketplace would be a green space, and the market would be moved up onto Westgate if I had my way. I think a green space in the, if you look at Mansfield, how it's built, you've got Regent Street, you've got Church Street, you've got Leman Street, which we're talking about, Queen Street, they all lead to the marketplace. So the marketplace to me should be the hub. It should be a green space where people on a nice day can go and sit there, get a coffee. The kids can play on the lawn, and you could have entertainment on there, like a bandstand or whatever. You could have artists on there, and it's something to encourage people to come into the town centre, and especially to live there. It's all right having these beautiful buildings, but there's got no gardens. So where do people sit on a lovely summer's afternoon? Or, I think we've got to be really mindful of making sure that there's enough green space to get the right people to live in the town centre, you need green space. And I think that's huge.